The views and opinions expressed on the following show are those of the host and not necessarily those of Bigler Broadcasting or the staff and management of FM Talk 1065.
It's time for the George Williams Show on FM Talk 1065. George Williams, retired U.S. Marine Major, Vietnam veteran, retired federal agent, former vice chairman of the Alabama Republican Party, and world traveler, brings his wealth of information, sharing his thoughts on today's politics, and taking your calls and texts at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Welcome, everyone out there in Radio Land. I am George Williams, your host, and we are on a mission. I can tell you that. We are on a mission. When I say we, I mean the Republicans and some conservatives and some Democrats, okay? Because those idiots in the Democratic Party have, they're out of their head. They're loonies. I mean, it is totally unbelievable what they're doing and how they're messing up this country. So we're going to be talking about that. We have a couple guests tonight, and I think you're going to find them very interesting, folks. One thing I want to talk about, and that was the runoff election for the city council seats. And there were three runoff elections. And the mayoral election, which was last month, and the thing that got me is that the Democrats are always bringing up the race card, okay? I can recall that when we had Sam Jones, who was a black mayor, two-term, and I'm glad it was only two terms, he requested that a couple of communities be annexed, and the council went along with it, okay? Now, Sam Jones was a black mayor. Now, Sandy Simpkins requested last year that another community be annexed into Mobile. And the three black councilmen voted against it. And you need at least one of those three to vote with the majority and to bring them in. And the reason they said, principal reason, is because that would make the city off unbalanced. You know, it was going to make the city a little less balanced because there would have been more black residents than white residents in Mobile. So that was their reasoning, all right? As a result of the election, the mayoral and the council election before the runoffs, there were two black individuals. One was Fred Richardson and Carlos Finney. And they were running against Sandy Simpkin, who was running for re-election. Well, as a result of that election, okay, I understand Mobile had about a 5% more blacks than whites. Maybe a little higher. I have to check that. But guess what? At least 30%, 35% of the blacks voted for the white mayor, Sandy Simpkins, okay? And it's unbelievable that they tried to stack the decks against Sandy Simpkins. And I wonder if that was the reason why Fred Richardson, I wonder, knew that he was running for mayor and he wanted to stack the decks, okay? He wanted more African-Americans in there so they could vote for him. But they turned the tide on Mr. Richardson. And the two black candidates, I think they got about 6,000 votes, and the mayor got almost 20,000. So that tells you, ladies and gentlemen, that the black community is not just going to vote for you because you're black, okay? It's not going to vote for you because you're black. Now, I wish that was all over America, because the Democratic Party has forsaken the black vote, okay? They don't give a damn about it. They come there every 4 years, and they want you to vote for them. And what do they do for their communities? Not much. Not much, folks. So this is my point, is that I'm glad, and I hope that will carry over into the senatorial congressional election and in 2024, the presidential election, because black folks and other minorities who are in the urban cities, forget it. They've been using you as someone on a plantation, okay? So get off of that plantation and please don't be fooled by what the Democratic Party is telling you, because to me, they're not doing any good for you, okay? And me personally, I would not want to run to live in a city where they have a Democratic mayor or a state where they have a Democratic governor. All right, I would not want to live in those locations. I'm telling you, and I'm very serious about that, because you hear about all this defund and the police. You don't hear about that in the Republicans in this Republican cities or states. You don't hear about that, okay? And I know, folks, that a lot of the elections, especially in Alabama, the mayoral elections, are nonpartisan. At least they're supposed to be, okay? But we know who are the Democrats and who are the Republicans. We know that, okay? So this crap about nonpartisan, don't believe it. Don't believe it. People are partisan. They know what's going on. And they know who to give the money to. And they know that when you get into these cities, especially in the urban cities where you have minority governors, minority mayors, crime is going to be higher. Living is going to be more difficult. Law enforcement is not going to be respected that well. Matter of fact, just about all of these cities that want to defund the police, all of them are Democratic cities, okay? Democratic cities, sanctuary cities. Republicans don't have sanctuary cities, all right? They don't have sanctuary cities. Democrats have sanctuary cities, folks. So these are some of the things that we're concerned about. And I know I'm very concerned about them, all right? So, folks, I'm telling you, we have to be very careful, and we have to stick together and fight the Democrats, because they are ruining this country. President Biden, Vice President Harris, your Secretary of State, your Secretary of Defense, your generals who are in charge of the military, they are, let me tell you, it's a shame of what they're doing. It's so embarrassing, especially when you look at Afghanistan and what's happening. Even China are flexing their muscles against it. And folks, let me tell you something. They would not do it against President Trump, okay? They will not flex their muscles against President Trump. But because of these idiots in Washington, there's no respect. We've lost all our respect, folks. We've lost it. So we've got to gain it back. So that was on my mind, and I feel like I had to let you know that. Okay? Now, I think one of our guests is on the line. Let's see. Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, buddy. I enjoy your interesting perspective on our country. I'm a veteran, and I appreciate listening to you. Donald Trump, we need him back.
Yeah, I agree with you. I definitely agree. And I think we're going to get him back. So just stand by, okay? I think he's coming back. We will be very glad when he does, okay? You look at those rallies. He had a rally. I was at the rally in Coleman, and if there weren't 45,000 people, there weren't 2,000. And the rally in Iowa, okay, it was unbelievable. And he has really, really been drawing the folks. And I think he's going to run. I'm hoping he runs. I'm hoping. And I hope his partner, the vice president candidate, I hope that is Ron DeSantis from Florida, okay? I hope. So we'll wait and see. All right, folks, we're going into our first break, and we're going to have our first guest. So we'll be back after these messages. And if you have some questions, please give us a text at 251-343-0106. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Welcome back, folks. And we have our first guest, and he is John Waltz, who is the current chairman of the Alabama Republican Party. John, welcome.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be on the show.
Great. Can you tell our audience a little bit about yourself before we get into the questions?
Sure. Well, yeah, I'm chairman of the Alabama Republican Party, which basically means I am the hardest working, most underpaid man in the state.
I got you. You are. You really are. I can contest to that.
No, I love the job. You know, to me, being party chairman is all about defending our values, defending our rights, our freedoms, and really standing up for our country and the vision of our founding fathers. Mm-hmm. So I really enjoy it. It's an exciting time, and it's an important time for our country to have conservative leadership fighting for our values.
Right. Now, how long have you been the chairman of the Alabama Republican Party?
So I was elected in February. So okay. Coming up on 8 months, I guess.
Yeah. I attended our state party meeting up in Coleman, and at the same time that night, President Trump was there, and that was a great meeting, and I know you guys arranged that. And what did you think about him coming up to Alabama?
Well, you know, that was an exciting meeting for the Republican Party.
Right.
Anytime you have a former president visit your state, it's a great opportunity. But that was the first time President Trump had been back in the state in 4 years. So we were honored to be part of it, honored to help bring him to Alabama, and it was a great event. We really enjoyed it.
Right, and that was great because I had a great time, and there were a lot of people up there, John.
You know, our latest estimates actually put it at nearly 60,000 people,
wow,
which would make it one of the largest Trump events ever. So we're really proud of that.
Yeah. And the last time he was in Alabama in Mobile, I was at that rally, and I can tell you this rally in Coleman was much, much bigger, much more crowded.
Yeah. Oh, and then the crowd was excited. You know, it's interesting. Something that didn't get a lot of attention is that rally in Mobile and the rally in Coleman were 6 years to the day apart. It was the same day of it was the 21st of August.
Right.
6 years apart to the day.
Right. Now, John, you know, I am so proud of what you're doing, and you know that, and I've expressed that to you. What are some of the things that you're doing now, and what in the foreseeable future, like 2022, what do you see?
You know, there's several things that I really want to see the party accomplish. One of them, of course, like I mentioned before, was standing for our rights, our values, and, you know, fighting on a policy level. Also, we're getting ready for the election in 2022 because I'm gonna be honest about it. Our goal is to take back this country and you know, win back the House and make a fight for the Senate. So
right,
it's going to be all hands on deck. We're excited about it, and I also think it's really important to do some outreach to different groups, including minorities. You know, I've enjoyed working with you on some outreach to the African American community, and want to continue that and just really grow the party in every way.
Right, and I really appreciate what you're doing because we have really since you've been the chairman, we have reorganized all over the state, and there are a lot of good things coming up. And under your wings also, we had the first African American elected in the Alabama House. First one ever. So
I'm so excited about that. Yeah, Representative Pascal it was earlier than I expected. I can't really take much credit for that win. But that was so exciting to have our first Republican African-American elected to the state legislature. A very good thing for Alabama, very good thing for the Republican Party.
Right, right. And also, you have, since you have been our chairman, you are raising a very large amount of money to help other candidates and help the party. How are you doing that?
Well, you know, that's so important. And I hate how big a role money now plays in politics. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we see the Democrats just from California, Silicon Valley, just so much money. They're, you know, dropping hundreds of millions of dollars. Mm-hmm. And we've really got to try to compete with that and fight, you know, in all areas of the country that are conservative and that are red. And I'm proud that we've had the successes we've had, and we're going to continue to do that. Because, like you said, we need that money so we can challenge the Democrats to take it back to this country.
Yeah, that is very true. And this 2022 election is going to be important, John. How important is it to you as a chairman?
No, I really cannot overstate the importance. Mm-hmm. To me, you know, out of this stump speech, when I'm speaking to a crowd, I always start with, "We're in a war for the heart and the soul of this country."
Mm-hmm.
And I think we have to understand that battle, because we're literally facing a decision on what America will be going forward.
Mm-hmm.
And I think 2022 is that time. You know, the American people have gotten a taste of socialism. Have gotten a taste of the bad policies of the Democrat Party.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they realize that they still want good government. And so it's 22 is critical that we get that message across that our Republican Party stands for America and for freedom and for our fundamental values. And I think the people will realize that, and I certainly hope that we're gonna pick up a lot of seats in the House and hopefully the Senate as well.
Right, right. Are you you know, the situation with the redistricting based on the 2020 censors, already the Democrats have filed a lawsuit against the against the legislatures, and they haven't
right.
even come out with that. And as a result of that, John, we especially the black Republicans in Alabama, want to join in that and fight the Democrats on that.
No, absolutely. You know, you're right. It's almost laughable when the Democrats have already filed a lawsuit. None of us know what the maps are going to look like. And I was talking to a member of the state legislature last night. We were at a reception together, and I ran into him. And I told him, I said, get ready, because the Democrats are going to sue, no matter what that map looks like. It could be the map they drew,
mm-hmm.
but just because Republicans drew it, they'll sue.
Right.
And that's just how what politics has become, and it's sad.
Yeah. I spoke with someone from the Attorney General's office and about that, and we're going to get involved with that. What one of the attorneys told me from the Attorney General's office is that the Democrats are alluding to the fact that, well, there are not many Republicans in Alabama, so this only applies to the Democrats, you know, which is nothing but hogwash.
You're absolutely right.
Nothing but hogwash. Wow, John, we're going to be going into our break in about a minute. But in about 2 minutes, when you go around the state, and I know you're traveling all around the state and different activities, what are you hearing from our folks in different counties and cities?
You know, so much of what I hear are the things that we all care about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they care about what our country's going to look like for the next generation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, education is a big issue, making sure that we're teaching our children what they should be taught. Fiscal responsibility, not going further into debt and increasing the debt ceiling.
Right.
Let's be honest, not persecuting people for a different belief on vaccinations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these are all things that none of us thought we'd be seeing to this extent.
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. and yet it's affecting all of our lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you're right. There's quite a bit that we have to be involved with, you know, for the betterment of our state. Jen, we want you to hang on. We're going into our commercial break in 1 minute, and then we're going to talk about fundraising. I think that's very important, and different actors coming into Alabama, like President Trump, to help our party out. And also, we're sending people all over to help out.
That's right.
Yeah, and how you're organizing that, and what do you want our audience to do? How can they help in this battle? Like you said, it is a battle, folks, and you need to help. We can't do it by ourselves, right, John?
That's right. It's all hands on deck, and we're all fighting together.
Right. All right, folks, we're talking to John Walsh. He is the chairman of the Alabama Republican Party. We're going into a break in about 15 seconds. When we get back, we're going to finish our conversation with our state party chairman, John Walsh. We'll be right back, folks.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Welcome, folks. I am George Williams, and I am on a mission with my state chairman, Mr. John Walsh. John, we are on a mission, aren't we?
There's no doubt about it. We're on a mission to defend the values of our country and our state.
Right, right. John, what do you think about this IRS situation that the Democratic, Biden and the Democratic Party are trying to put on the citizens of the United States? I mean, that's horrible.
It really is unbelievable. You know, we've kind of, there's been so much attention recently on the vaccine mandates and Afghanistan and the complete debacle and how the Biden administration really fumbled that all. That this has kind of gotten overlooked with what they're doing with the IRS and the control that's coming, mm-hmm. where the Democrats actually think that the IRS should be snooping around in every American's bank account and right. tracking every transaction over $600.
Right.
It's scary because that's just so far outside of the proper scope of government.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree with you. Something has to be done about that, John. And I totally agree with you.
I'm excited. I actually was in a meeting this afternoon with Tommy Tuberville's staff.
Okay, Senator Tuberville?
Yes, and I'm very proud to have an Alabama senator, Tommy Tuberville, leading the charge against this overreach.
Right.
He's got a bill called Financial Privacy Act.
Okay.
Where he's actually trying to put a piece of legislation in place that would stop this from going into effect and defend people's privacy. And I'm really proud of him and the work they're doing on that.
Great, great, great. I agree with you on that. He's turned out to be a great senator for Alabama.
No, he really has. You know, so many of those core values that we need a fighter in D.C., and he's really been doing a great job.
Right, right. Okay, John, also, this... You know, I've been going around the state talking against this critical race theory, and it is totally unbelievable that what they're trying to do. And as a black man, I'm talking against it because I think it's a racist thing. Okay, and what are your thoughts on it?
You know. It really is unbelievable that our education system,
right,
in my opinion, wants to go back in time when you segregated people.
Right.
Because that's really what critical race theory is. It, it, segregates children into groups by race.
Right.
And it's just so disappointing to me, the lack of understanding. And it's definitely this is we should expect this from the Democrats.
Right. 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 Well, we're fighting it, and I think even especially the independent voters and the Democrats should be fighting it, because this is unbelievable what they're trying to do. So we have to fight it.
It really is, and you know what I think? What it comes down to, and it shouldn't surprise us, because we're looking at across the entire school system, the Democrats, and I'll take it a step further. It's not really Democrats, it's actually socialists, mm-hmm. are trying to indoctrinate our children. And that's why I think it's so important for us as Republicans to understand what's going on and to fight and protect our most valuable asset, which is our children.
Right.
And when you look at critical race theory and other things that are stuck into our curriculum, I don't think it's accidental. I think if you look at the Communist Manifesto, mm-hmm. they mention directly in there getting control of the education system.
Right.
And I think this is something socialists have always wanted, to get control of the education system and use it to indoctrinate.
Right.
So I think that's what we're seeing, and I think you're absolutely right. Critical race theory is nothing more than a way to divide.
Right.
Divide, and you divide and you conquer.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's so important that we don't look at people as groups, but we look at them as individuals and look at them as people who are made in the image of God.
Right.
And if you do that, God doesn't look at people through a lens of color, and neither should we as leaders and government.
Right, right, right. You know, I spent a lot of years in the United States government, both in the Department of Justice and the military. And I'm very much concerned, because you've got the Secretary of Defense, who is from Mobile, Alabama, which is embarrassing. And you've got the, some of the generals talking about they agree with the critical race theory and want to know more about it. I mean, that is frightening, John, for our military.
No, very much so. And, you know, I read an article that said, yeah, they were actually considering bringing that critical race theory into training, into basic training for the military.
Right.
And how divisive. You know, one thing I always loved about the American Army and the American military is there is no race problem. There are very little race problems in the military, because when you're in a foxhole, it doesn't matter what the race the person is next to you. You know they have your back, and you have to trust them. And I love that. And I hate that the military would even consider bringing in something as divisive as critical race theory.
Yeah, and as a Vietnam, United States Marine Corps infantry veteran, I can tell you that when we're in those foxholes, or we're running operations out there, and we're in firefights, we're not thinking about critical race theory. We were thinking about survival. Okay,
I can tell you about that. That guy next to you is your brother.
Right, that is true. So I can tell you about that. All right, John. How many more minutes we have, Philip? We've got about 4 minutes, John. What about the special sessions that's coming up? That we just had on the prison. I think there may be one or two more before the regular legislative season starts.
Yeah, so we just wrapped up one on the prison system, got that done, taken care of by the state legislature.
Right.
And what I'm hearing is towards the end of this month, there will be another special session on redistricting.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take up, it probably last about two weeks in that session.
Right.
And I'm not sure if the governor will bring any other any other issues on the special order call for that special session.
Okay, all right. Last thing, John, with two more minutes to go, how do our voters here and our donors, how do they contribute to the Alabama Republican Party? Because we need money. The Democrats are pouring money into Alabama for Democratic candidates, and we're helping our Republican candidates out. So how do we donate to the Alabama Republican Party?
Absolutely. And you know, there's two things that are really important to me.
Okay.
And one is, you know, helping the party raise the money we need to challenge Democrats across the country.
Right.
And two is organizing volunteers. Right. And so we started a part of the party called the Respect Campaign.
Right.
And everything that's donated towards that and volunteer, we're organizing volunteers to right. literally take boots on the ground and funding from Alabama right. and help win back the House and the Senate.
Okay.
And if people want to get involved, we would love to have them. And they can go to our website, which is algop.org.
Okay.
And log on. They can donate right there on that page. And every penny that's given there goes straight to elections. We have our overhead is all covered. So it's all, you know, everything that's donated online goes to helping win back the House. Mm-hmm. And if they're interested in volunteering, there's a contact form on the website. And just send us a contact message with your name, phone number, and contact information. And we would love to have you as a volunteer as we get involved with taking back our country.
All right, John. And we appreciate you coming on. We're going to have you on some more, okay?
I enjoyed it, and I will look forward to being on again soon.
All right, John. I expect to see you next Thursday in Birmingham, and you're going to be sponsoring something there. In the next minute, tell us what you're going to be doing.
We are. We're doing a press conference announcing our leadership team in our outreach mm-hmm. to minority communities.
Great.
And we're going to have some great leaders that we're announcing and all around the state. And I'm super excited about that, the team we're putting together to help reach out to our minorities across the state of Alabama.
Great, great. And you know, I will be there, John, and we appreciate what you're doing.
You're one of our valued team on that. We're excited to have you there.
All right, John. All right, John, thank you. And we'll have you on some more, okay?
I appreciate all you're doing. Always a pleasure, and thank you for having me on today.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much. Folks, that was John Wall, who is the chairman of the Alabama Republican Party. We'll be right back with our next guest.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Welcome back. Welcome back, folks. We really appreciate talking to our state chairman. And let me tell you, he is doing a fantastic job, folks. Really, really is. Especially reaching out to minorities, because we're in this fight. And we have to be together fighting these Democrats, because they are together, and there's a lot of money coming into Alabama, you know, for Democratic candidates. And what they want, folks, is they want to take over the major cities in Alabama. They've already done that in Jefferson County with Birmingham, okay? And they have done it in Montgomery County, okay, with the city of Montgomery. They've taken it over, and you could tell the decay already in those cities, all right? And they really tried to do it in Mobile, but we did not allow that to happen. And I'm so proud of the black voters in Mobile, because you voted for the man who is doing a fantastic job, Mayor Sandy Simpkins. All right, you helped elect him, and fortunately, we did not turn, and you did not turn the city over to Democrats. Mobile, and we've progressed so much under Mayor Simpkins. All right, so. That is very important to me and to the voters of Mobile and Mobile County. That is very important. So we really, really appreciate that. And last Monday, I was at a meeting with Mayor Simpkins, and he gave an oversight on overview on the situation in Mobile and his outline for the city of Mobile, okay, and what he planned to do in the next 4 years while he is the mayor. And it was really outstanding. And I'm hoping, I'm hoping that the council, the new council, vote to allow those communities who want to come into Mobile, allow them to come in. I really do. And what I mean by that, folks, and the people are talking about it already, the three black council folks on the city council. Now, you got two new ones, okay? Actually, you got three, two new ones. Mr. Small is still there, and the other two are new. So we're hoping that the new city council will vote to allow those individual communities, I think there are two of them, to come into the city of Mobile. And stop talking this racist crap, okay? Oh, too many whites, stop. I mean, you know, enough of it, folks. Enough of it. Whomever wants to come into the city, be annexed into the city, why not? Why not? Fred Richardson thought that he would get the majority of the black votes when he, and this is my opinion, okay? When he was in the city council, he voted against those two communities to come into Mobile. It backfired on him. And that's what it needs to do all over the United States. Backfire on the Democrats. Because right now, they are messing up this country. And we need to stop them. We need to stop them. Okay? Now, another thing, our caller called earlier, and I wanted her to give us a call before the end of the show. And what she told me is that there's an election in Georgia, and that's the governor's election next month in Georgia, okay, which is in November. And they are paying individuals to come over to Georgia. They're giving, I think, $120 a day plus hotel and food to come and help this governorship election in Georgia. Okay? So, I was waiting for her to give me a call back, but so far she has not. But I think the best thing to do is to get in touch with the Georgia Republican Party. And you can find them on the web, okay? Georgia Republican Party. I think it's georgiarepublicanparty.org. Okay? Get in touch with them if you're interested in going to Georgia and helping out with the governor's campaign and the governor's race in Georgia. So, you know, look it over, and I'll talk about it again next week when we have our show, and I'll talk to her. I don't know. She's down in South Florida, so I don't know what transpired, but she was supposed to come on and give you all that information. I'm just giving you some of the info that I remember from our conversation, okay? I remember that. So anyway, if you're interested in going to Georgia, it's not bad, $125 a day, folks. Okay, plus meal, plus hotels. All right, it's not bad, and you'll be doing, and you can also volunteer if you don't want to get paid for what you're doing. But some of you young folks out there, get on the bus or drive to Georgia. It's not that far. It's not that far. You know, 3-4 hours. That's it. And the election is in November. I think it's the first Tuesday in November. So get a chance to help out. Get a chance to earn some money. Earn some money, folks, especially young people. So get out there and get involved and get on the website, and I'll have more information for you next week, okay? I'll have more information for you next week. All right, folks, we're just about at the end of our show here. Time is really moving. But, folks, someone sent me a message that the Biden administration is cutting so much money from the historic black colleges, okay? Now, Trump gave them money, okay? President Trump, when he was a president, he gave them money. Now, under this new Biden budget, he is taking the money away. He is taking the money away from the historic black colleges, okay? And you Democrats out there should really be ashamed of voting for this administration. It says, the message is from Philip Brown, who is our chairman of the minority GOP for the state of Alabama. He said, funding for HBCU colleges, historic black colleges, cut significantly in Biden's spending budget. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Now, Trump forgave a lot of the debts for the historic black colleges, okay? Under this new Biden budget, they're cutting it. They're cutting it. So you Democrats who are associated with these historic black colleges, you need to call Washington, call your congresspeople, and you have a lot of black legislators in Congress, okay? You need to call them, and this cannot stand, all right, cutting the black funding for the black university. This is what we were talking about, folks. It's happening. Biden is recruiting for the Republican Party every day, he and Harris. And we appreciate that, President Biden. All right, folks, we got to get out of here. We'll see you again next week, same time. Until then, Vicon Dales, everyone.